Now to road construction, which is a season of its own here in Wisconsin. And anyone who drives has had that experience of slowdowns, lane closures, and detours on roads big and small.
But while you're waiting in that traffic, do you ever wonder, why this stretch of road? Why now? Who's paying for it all? Well, gather round, because we're going to get some firsthand insights into how these decisions are made with Oneida County's Highway Commissioner.
This county is in the north central part of our state and has had a lot of action lately. A section of Highway 32 is closed for repairs until next month, and the county is getting nearly $6 million to improve local roads.
That money's coming through the state's Rural Roads Program. There are over 150 projects that received funding statewide in the latest award cycle.
In August, Governor Tony Evers spoke with officials from Rhinelander and the town of Pelican about road construction grants.
Townships are stepping up, counties are stepping up, and they talk about the fact that they haven't had the resources for years and years, and now they have.
Alex Hageman is the Oneida County Highway Commissioner. He joins us for a look behind the cones. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to go behind the scenes a little bit in a construction project. And you've got this Highway 32 project going on there. How long is a project like that in the making? What is the sort of planning stage that goes into it before those first cones go up?
Yeah, so a project like this, and it's probably 4 years at least. Unfortunately, being with the county highway department, I don't get a lot of insight into the DOT state roads and the projects that they work on. But I know that the planning for their projects takes years between the design work and the environmental, just trying to make sure everyone's on the same page, coordination with utilities. And then they always do a public involvement. So trying to reach out to the citizens, the local officials in the area, just trying to get a feel of how everyone's going to react to the project and what we can do to make things simpler and flow smoother. But yeah, it's quite a process, that's for sure.
What is the division of labor like? Because for us, road construction is road construction. Well, hang on. Is this the municipality's road? Is it a county road? Is it a state, a federal? What's the division of labor, the different turf there?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of different things that go into it. So obviously, towns, villages, cities are going to have their own streets and their own roads. And then the county, Oneida County, we've got 172 miles of our own county highways. And then the DOT pretty much handles all of their state and U.S. highways. Now, as far as maintenance goes, the state of Wisconsin contracts with all 72 counties in the state to do all their basically routine maintenance, which would include all snow plowing and then miscellaneous patching and pavement work and things like that. But as far as a large construction project like the one on Highway 32, that'll get contracted out with a private contractor and go through a whole bidding process and whatnot. And the counties are pretty much hands off when it comes to projects like that.
Now, some of your road is getting some money from the state's Surface Transportation Program, 150 projects around the state for a five-year span that includes Oneida County. What kind of roads are going to see an impact on that in those 100-some miles of road county highway you just mentioned?
Yeah, so Oneida County has been really active trying to apply for grants, and we've lucked out and we've gotten several different grants awarded to us. In 2025, we have two projects going, both on County Highway L between US 51 and the Lincoln County line. We have a state transportation program project for right around $2.7 million. That's going to be a resurfacing of just over 6 miles of highway. And then we also have a bridge project on that same road. So instead of stretching construction out over a couple of years, we're going to be able to do both projects in the same season. On top of that, Oneida County has received funding for two other bridge replacements, both in one in 2026 and one in 2027, as well as three other of the road funded projects. Two on County Highway P and one on County Highway W.
When you're looking at a roadway, how do you make the decision? Hey, we can get by with patches for another season or two versus it's time for that that resurfacing or complete teardown.
Right. And County Highway L and County Highway P have been two roads that have been on the radar for quite a long time. They're both old state highways. Highway L used to be old US 51 and County P used to be old US 8. So when they rerouted 51, the County L became County L and turned over to the county. So we know that there's good structure there. We know that the, you know, the right of way is there. So a lot of the facets that we look at when we're looking at redoing a road are already in place. It was just trying to figure out what the best solution was to when do we resurface this and how do we resurface it. And knowing that it's going to be 6 miles of road, that'd be pretty much all of our budget for a year.
We are going behind the scenes in road maintenance and improvement here in Wisconsin. Alex Hageman is with us, Oneida County Highway Commissioner. Bridges, Alex, you mentioned some of them. Now, we saw this latest report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. When it comes to bridges, Wisconsin gets a C+, which doesn't sound great to me. When you look at the bridges in your region, especially on the roadways that you're in charge of, what's the state of the state of bridges there?
You know, we've got a handful that are in need of some work. And with the extra federal money that's out there, the Oneida County has been approved for 3 bridge replacements over in the next couple of years. And that's definitely going to help us kind of get over that hump.
Okay. Another, how do you make this decision question for you when you're repairing, resurfacing roads or doing a bridge, what makes the decision of we close it and detour everybody, you know, we one lane and flag people through, or we try to figure out a way to keep 2 lanes of traffic while we're doing the work? How do you make that decision?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of our bridges, they could be 50, 60, 70 years old. So as everyone can imagine, traffic and the types of vehicles on our highways is very different than it was 70 years ago. A lot of our bridges around the county and town roads are very narrow. And so a lot of times it's not possible to try and keep both lanes of traffic open while we're doing maintenance work. First thing, we want to make sure our crew is safe when they're doing the work. We want to make sure the traffic is safe. So we do our best to, if we have to close a lane down, we definitely do it. As far as when it comes time to rebuild, replace, resurface a bridge, you know, we have a bridge inspector that we contract with for all the county bridges and all the town and city bridges in Oneida County. About every 2 years, we do a bridge inspection. And we get a rating, we check out the condition, any defects, any cracks, anything like that. And basically, it all gets lumped into a big formula that spits out a sufficiency rating at the end of it. So part of that is when the inspectors go through, if they notice anything, these guys are all trained very well. So if they notice anything that looks suspicious or doesn't quite look right, then they'll do a further in-depth inspection. And if there's something that triggers kind of a load rating, trying to figure out if, you know, maybe this bridge needs to be reduced from 40 ton down to 15 ton, something like that. There's definitely ways to do that.
Whenever you do major work on a road, obviously somebody's affected depending on where you are. It might be restaurant owners or a distribution center or farmers, or the list goes on and on. How do you reach out to people with business interests in the county to explain what's going on to help them limit the impact on their business?
Yeah. So especially when it comes to, say, a bridge project where we know where there's going to be a detour and the road is going to be closed for an extended length of time, we do, especially with this federal money, we're required to do a public involvement. And so basically we try to reach out to all the local officials. We reach out to the schools, the, you know, the sheriff's department, emergency services, things like that. And at the same time, we try to reach out to business owners and people that are going to be impacted by this project, just to, one, give them enough heads up to try and plan accordingly. Hey, this project is coming down the road. You know, it's road's going to be closed for a month in this year. Just try and give everyone a heads up and make as many plans as they can. Unfortunately, it's part of the game where in order to do some of this work, the road is going to have to be closed. And we just try and find ways to get those projects done as quickly and as efficiently as possible to try and minimize the impacts as much as we can.
I talk to people in so many lines of work saying, hey, we're having a hard time finding workers. Is that happening when it comes to the road building industry in your part of the state?
As far as us here at the county, we're hanging in there pretty good. We've had a little bit of turnover this year, but not too bad. I know other parts of the state, other counties are struggling a lot worse than us trying to find qualified workers. And it is kind of a unique situation that we're in, where we're a jack of all trades here at the county highway department, everything from plowing snow in the winter, cutting trees and paving and culvert work. And so we do a little bit of everything, and just trying to find someone with the right skill set can be difficult at times, but we've had good luck here at Oneida County.
And Alex, I think, construction season's coming to an end now. So that's the busy time for you. And then I'm like, hang on, winter is coming up for you. You don't get to catch a break, do you?
No. That's what I always tell people. It's like, yeah, construction's finally over. Now I can start to get some stuff checked off my list here that I've been putting off. But no, as soon as the snow starts, then we're right back at it. So we're fairly small staffed here. So once we have snowstorms start hitting, we don't have a whole lot of extra guys to get much else done outside of plowing. But yeah, it just never quits around here. That's for sure.
Well, I hope you have a very manageable winter. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alex Hageman is the Oneida County Highway Commissioner. He talked with us about how his county is using $6 million in funding from the state's Rural Roads Program.